Membercare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. Did you know that about 200 million people in the world have problems with their thyroid? And a high percentage of those people have not yet actually been diagnosed. They don't know why they feel the way they do. They just know they don't feel as good as what they would consider to be normal. We'll look at the symptoms of thyroid illness in a moment. Thyroid problems all begin with a gland which is located in the front of your neck, just above where your collarbones meet. It's shaped like a little butterfly. The thyroid gland is very important because it makes hormones that control the way every cell in your body makes use of energy. You might know this better by the term metabolism. First, though, we need to remember that for everyone who has a thyroid problem, the experience is probably different. One reason for this is that there are two kinds of thyroid problems. One is called hyperthyroidism. This means your thyroid is too active, and it is making more thyroid hormones than your body needs. The second is called hypothyroidism. This condition is exactly the opposite of the first problem we mentioned. With hypothyroidism, your thyroid gland does not make enough of the thyroid hormone, and this is also known as underactive thyroid. There are many symptoms for both forms of thyroid problems, and as we've already mentioned, not all of the symptoms will apply to everyone who has a thyroid problem. Some symptoms may point to a totally different kind of problem. That's because a lot of symptoms are known as non-specific symptoms. They could point to a thyroid problem, or they could be caused by something totally unrelated to the thyroid. There are some emotional symptoms caused by a thyroid gland that is not working in a normal fashion. When the thyroid is overproducing thyroid hormones, when a person has hyperthyroidism, he or she will often feel unusually nervous. Irritability would be another emotion, and possibly mood swings. When the thyroid is not producing enough thyroid hormones for normal functioning of the body, that person can feel fatigued or even feel sad or depressed. At first, these symptoms probably won't tell you that you have a thyroid problem. It's very easy to say to yourself, "Oh, I'm just getting older. I worked too hard yesterday. It's the weather. I have to expect some of these feelings." That's because thyroid problems often develop slowly. But these symptoms are clues that something is not 100% right with your body. And along with some of the other symptoms, they should be a signal to you to talk to your doctor and perhaps have some tests made. In this feature, we'll look at hypothyroidism. In a parallel feature, we'll look at hyperthyroidism. Check the listing on our website. An underactive thyroid, which is known as hypothyroidism, can happen to almost anyone, but it is most likely to happen to women. For example, it is calculated that only 1 out of every 1,000 men will develop hypothyroidism, while for women, 1 out of every 50 may have a problem with an underactive thyroid. This could happen at any age, and it could affect almost anyone. But it is most likely to affect women who are over 60 years of age. They have the highest risk of this happening to them. When there is a low level of the thyroid hormone, it can affect your entire body. As we've already mentioned, one of the symptoms is fatigue or tiredness. There are other symptoms, such as feeling depressed. You may notice that your skin is unusually dry. Your nails may be brittle. You may find that increasingly cold weather affects you more than it does other people you know. You're more sensitive to the cold. You may notice that you're gaining weight and you can't explain why that's happening. In addition, you may experience times when your memory doesn't seem to be working at 100%. Or there are days when you feel frustrated because you have a sensation that you're having trouble thinking clearly. These are not all the symptoms or signs of an underactive thyroid, and yes, each of them could be caused by some other condition. That's why a diagnosis is not always obvious at first. However, if you do have any of these symptoms, they should catch your attention and signal to you that maybe something is happening, and perhaps it would be a good idea to see a doctor and talk over with him or her what you're experiencing. Remember, these symptoms don't all happen at once. They can happen slowly over a period of time, actually probably over a number of years. An underactive thyroid disturbs the normal balance of chemicals and chemical reactions in your body. The symptoms are usually not noticed in the very early stages of problems with the thyroid. After a time, though, if it is not treated, a number of health problems can be linked to hypothyroidism. Obesity is one of these, joint pains, infertility, and also the possibility of heart disease. That sounds discouraging, doesn't it? But cheer up. There is good news also. There are tests that can accurately determine the functions of your thyroid, and thus determine if you have hypothyroidism. There is a synthetic thyroid hormone that is available that is usually simple, safe, and effective to use. Usually this involves taking a pill or tablet every day for the rest of your life. Your doctor can help you determine the correct dose for your condition, and we'll mention more about this later. If you have hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid, and you don't consult a doctor and your condition is not treated, then the signs and symptoms can generally become worse or more severe. You may become more forgetful, your thought processes may slow down, and the feeling of depression may become more intense. So, we'll say it again. If you have any of these symptoms, make an appointment to see your doctor. You may not have hypothyroidism, but it would always be best to have the opinion of an expert. Now, you're probably wondering why this happens. Why does the thyroid gland fail to produce enough hormones, the hormones your body needs for proper functioning? There are a number of possible reasons, a number of things that can happen to your body that can cause the thyroid to stop functioning correctly. The most common cause of hypothyroidism happens when your own immune system, for reasons that are unknown, attacks your thyroid gland. This is called by a number of different names, but all with the same meaning. Thyroiditis would be a common name, also autoimmune thyroiditis. It may also be known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis or Hashimoto's disease. Your immune system normally makes antibodies. What's that? Antibodies are very small, but very important for your health. An antibody is a special protein produced by your immune system when the immune system detects some kind of harmful substance which has entered your body. That could be bacteria, parasites, viruses, or chemicals. Those substances that enter your body, substances that should not normally be there, are called antigens. So in a normal situation, the immune system attacks the foreign substances and protects your body and maintains your health. Most of the time, you probably don't know that anything like that is happening. However, once in a while, your immune system may make a mistake. For some reason, it may consider that healthy tissue in some part of your body is something harmful. When this happens, the immune system attacks the healthy tissue. This is known as an autoimmune disorder. Why this happens to the thyroid gland, no one knows. The trigger is not known. Some scientists think a virus or bacterium could be the trigger or a genetic flaw. But most likely, more than one factor is involved in causing an autoimmune disease. When it happens to the thyroid, these autoimmune antibodies affect the thyroid's ability to produce hormones. Autoimmune thyroiditis is most common in people who have a family history of hypothyroidism, especially if thyroiditis has been involved in other members of the family. It can also happen if there is a family history of other autoimmune conditions such as type 1 diabetes or vitiligo, that is a loss of pigment from the skin. Radiation therapy can be another cause of hypothyroidism or certain medications such as lithium. Remember, hypothyroidism means your thyroid is underactive. It is not functioning as it should. Something else that can cause the thyroid to stop producing the required amount of hormones would be iodine, or iodine, if you prefer. Having enough iodine in your diet is important for the health of your thyroid. Some people don't get enough of this chemical because their diet is lacking certain foods or because their foods don't happen to contain enough of it. In some parts of the world, this is common, but in many countries, iodized salt takes care of this problem. Some common foods that contain iodine include cow's milk, cheese, eggs, and saltwater seafood. And there is one more possible cause of this thyroid problem. It could happen if you have been pregnant or delivered a baby within the past 6 months. If hypothyroidism is not treated, a number of health problems can happen. Goiter is one. This is a swelling of the thyroid gland. Generally, they say this may not be uncomfortable, but it can affect your appearance in a way you may not like. It may also interfere with breathing or swallowing. Untreated hypothyroidism can lead to a higher risk of heart disease. This is mostly because high levels of LDL cholesterol, also known as the bad cholesterol, can happen in people with thyroids that are not performing well. This can make it difficult for your heart to pump normally. If you have an appointment with your doctor to discuss possible problems with your thyroid, be sure to come to that appointment prepared. Make a list of any symptoms you notice. They may not be connected with your thyroid, but let the doctor decide their significance. Make a list of all the medications you may be taking, including vitamins and supplements. If tests are to be made, be sure you ask if there's anything you need to do or avoid before having those tests. Write down any questions you may have that you would like to ask your doctor. It's important to have a written list because it's very easy to forget some important item in the process of a conversation. And be sure to take a friend with you or a family member who can listen in and help you remember something you might miss or forget. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be embarrassed. It's your body. It's your health. Be sure you learn all you can from your visit with the doctor. It may be that the doctor will refer you to a specialist for further examinations and testing and decisions about treatment. Tests will include blood tests to determine the levels of thyroxine, the thyroid hormone, in your blood. If the tests indicate that you have hypothyroidism, a thyroid that is performing below normal levels, then treatment will be recommended. The usual treatment for an underactive thyroid is to take thyroxine tablets every day, usually as the synthetic thyroid hormone levothyroxine. This can be found under a number of different brand names and generic names. However, if you're taking these pills for your thyroid problem, be cautious. Because dosage is important and because there may be slight differences in the amounts of the hormones in different brands, it is recommended not to switch brands without first consulting with your doctor. Your doctor would make careful tests to be sure your hormone levels are correct. Usually, one thyroxine tablet is taken each morning, first thing in the morning, a half hour to an hour before breakfast. It's important to follow the instructions carefully. 1 or 2 weeks after starting treatment, you'll notice a few things. Most of them are positive. First, you'll probably notice that you have more energy. You feel less fatigued. Once you start treatment with levothyroxine, it will usually be part of your life for the rest of your life. Tests should probably be made every year to check your hormone levels and adjust the dosage if necessary. Some supplements can interfere with your ability to absorb the levothyroxine. These include iron supplements, calcium, some antacids, which include aluminum hydroxide. If you regularly eat substantial amounts of soya products, you should probably mention that to your doctor. Also, you should mention if you have a high-fiber diet. Most doctors recommend the synthetic thyroxine. However, some natural extracts which contain the thyroid hormone are also available. Remember, your medication is by prescription only. Don't confuse the thyroxine pills or the extracts with some products sold in places like natural food stores. There is no guarantee of their potency and purity. For your health, follow your doctor's prescription. And remember, there is a parallel feature on hyperthyroidism on this website. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.